My name is Michelle, and I'm the founder of Unless.
Hi, my name is Dino, and I'm coordinator of Food for Friends at Gare du Nord, and I'm working for Unless, which is ASBL, NGO.
So basically, we're a non-profit organization, and we have two projects. One is the Food for Friends project, that's basically feeding the homeless four times a week at the Nord station, and then also not just feeding them, but staying longer with them, getting to know them, and creating a safe atmosphere for the people. And yeah, and that's the project that Nino started a long time ago. Well, basically, I work, my normal job is close to the Nord station in Brussels, and going to work, I would take the train and pass by all the homeless people every day, and I really wanted to do something to help, so that's how I found Nino's project and started helping him as a volunteer. And then, yeah, the organization that was supporting that project decided to stop, and that's why we opened Unless and to take over the project.
Okay, so this project that is called Food for Friends started 6 years ago, and I was involved with another organization, and Michelle was coming as a volunteer to help too. So at some point she was just mentioning, I would like to start a new NGO, and would you like to join us? And the reason why I shifted is because in the previous organization there were some issues concerning my work permit, if I can say. It's things about my residence and stuff. So this NGO was providing more safe and clear opportunity for me in order to continue this work. So basically the work is the same. It's even more of the work, but the guys are taking care of me, so it gives me safety and peace in order to do it well.
Yeah, if it was not for Nino, I would never have started this. He's really an exceptional person, and he really has a gift with people, and yeah, everyone loves him.
Like, that really touches my heart over all these years, is that some of the people we serve, they would come to me and say, you're like our father, you are like our uncle, you are like our cousin, and by hearing that, I see that they saw a family in me, and that's something I constantly encourage through all these years. Like, we are not here just to give food and that's it. We are here to really be a family, and to listen to each other, and to see what we can do for each other, even if we cannot solve the problems, but at least we can listen and be that, you know, that dad and mom and uncle and, you know, brother and sister. You know, when you have your brother and sister and their problems and you don't know how to solve, but still you talk, that's what I want.